This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Friday, December 6, 2019. Jimmy Jack.
Oh, Matthew.
I believe Friday is deserving of 5 golden rings.
Gets its own ding, Friday.
10 seconds on the clock. Fat boy, give me 5 things my true love gave to me. Go!
Partridge in a pear tree, 5 golden rings. Shout out to everybody.
That was one that I had on the list yesterday.
I like that one a lot.
That one's hard as hell. You think, 5 golden rings, 4 mockingbird, 3 French hens, 2 turtle gloves, and a partridge.
I had to catch myself because it threw me. That's one of the songs I like to sing dirty words to. So I had to make sure I wasn't singing my version.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. There's a certain Christmas song that I'll burn out on it here in a few days, but I've been listening to it over and over
yeah,
again.
You have.
In the office.
One line over and over again.
I love that song. Yeah. Matter of fact, would it be crazy of me to see if Fat Boy remembers and ask him on the spot to play it?
Christmas song?
The one that I've been playing the past several days in the office the whole time we're in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think we might have it over here.
And while you look for it for a sec, Matt, on that one, would you accept like PTSD, gonorrhea, syphilis, nicotine, Valium, Vicodin, marijuana, ecstasy, and alcohol?
Yes, I would have.
Okay.
Really?
See, that's the thing. Yesterday you said
your life.
Name, what was it? Name a Christmas movie? You had one that was very walking the line, very creatively. You know, like there could be several.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I said, give me 5 gifts Nine's given me over the past week. I would say the one of Ace Ventura talking with his butt. Animated GIF, get it?
Yeah.
Gave me some peanut butter. This is the song that I love, but I'll burn out on it soon, I promise.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Isn't it beautiful? So many movies it's been in.
Yeah, great song, man.
I believe it's Brenda Lee.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good Christmas music there.
Love it. Love, 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 love.
That's the better ones.
That is the better ones, Paige.
Yep.
Of all of them, it is. Jimmy, I lean on you now to enlighten us with the weather because I looked it up on online. According to what I've found out, my computer has, this technical term, blanked the bed.
Yeah, it may have.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. So you want the weather?
Yeah, if you would.
All right.
I know that I have a cell phone here that I could do it, but I thought, why not share it?
Do it on my phone, but I'll happily do it.
Oh, did you do it on? Okay, yeah. Well, then now I do feel like a dickhead.
I got it. Though.
Okay.
Some sunshine giving way to clouds, a high of 58 degrees, and the current temperature, 46 degrees in Greer. It says rain starting in 102 minutes, but it said it was starting in an hour, like 2 hours ago, and it ain't started yet.
102 minutes? That means we got time to get in a classic rock block.
Yeah.
101 minutes.
This says it may
rain
lightly.
Bunch of 25-year-old bits in between.
This says it may rain lightly for 5 minutes from 7:49 to 7:55.
They're getting technical as crap. There's this one. Look, God bless everyone. But I see this one commercial it plays on one of the TV stations, and it's this farmer And he's out in the, you know, out in the farmlands and stuff, and they're showing him working hard and everything. And he says, look, I'm a farmer. I don't work a 9-to-5. I'm in and out of the barn all day. And guess what? The weather's a big damn deal. So without blah, blah, blah meteorologists and blah, blah, blah news, I wouldn't know what the weather was going to be. I wouldn't know how to plan my day. Mm-hmm. I got cows. I got chickens. I got bush hogging to do.
Yep.
Look, what's happening now? My computer just asked me if I wanted to play a game.
It's turning to
Saul. Should I skip disk checking? No, tell me in 1 second. All right, it canceled.
When you say your computer's dead, like, is it like the battery's dead?
No, it's.
He didn't say it was dead. He said it S the bed.
There it comes.
Oh.
It says please wait, though.
Oh, good.
While we wait on that. Go ahead.
I don't know, because, I mean, you know, sometimes, technically.
Oh, me, operator error?
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, all I did was turn it on like I normally do, and I got a big black screen.
Yeah.
Bam, ba-lam.
Like, I'd hate for you, like, if you had one at home, I'd hate for you to buy a new one if it was easily fixed.
Oh, well. I let them things go as far as I can. I had one that I literally bought Gorilla Tape for the back of it because one of the hinges on the laptop side broke off. It was a great computer. It still worked. Why get rid of it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But anyway, this guy who maybe out on the farm, they don't have the internet, but I was like, yeah. I mean, it's good to watch the news and then to watch the forecast, which 9 just gave us in, I don't know, 48 seconds. But they'll break it down to 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you every single morsel of it. But I just watched the commercial, and I've seen it several times. And I was like, somebody ought to give this old dude a cell phone. Cell phones for farmers.
Yeah.
After we do bras for witches, we'll do cell phones for farmers.
It gives you localized weather, whereas, you know, on TV, they got to cover
all of them.
Yeah, the mountains and the foothills and Piedmont.
The bus weather conditions were for Transylvania County this morning. Yeah. If you're interested, I'll let you know.
Yeah,
I'll tweet them out.
Temperatures and weather conditions vary greatly from the mountains to like Greenwood.
I don't have some office job working 9-to-5. I'm in and out of the barn. I need to know.
Yeah, we don't have some office job working 9-to-5. We just usually indoors if we want to be.
Yeah, what a way to make a living.
If I go outside and it's raining, I'm like, huh, I'm going to go back inside until it quits raining. I don't have to be out in it.
Yeah. I mean, my gosh. Anyway, it was cute. Happy Friday. Happy, happy Friday. It is good. The only thing that would make it a better Friday would be next Friday.
Payday Friday?
Payday Friday.
Or Friday the 13th or both.
Oh, so we can get used to seeing Jason Voorhees wearing a Santa Claus hat.
Yeah.
Next. Yep. Nice. That'll be the meme.
Scary Christmas.
Nine, go ahead and send it out. Go ahead and plan to send it out next Friday at 12:01 a.m.
Well, I'll be wearing my Jason Christmas shirt next Friday.
Yeah, you should. It's an excellent idea.
I have a Freddie and Jason Christmas shirt. It's perfect for Friday the 13th in December.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
The song that we played right before we went on the radio here talking was Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam.
Yellow Ledbetter.
And I was saying to Paige, this song, it still does, but it meant so much to me at one point the first time I heard it that I was like, wait a minute, what album is this on? And and this is pre-internet, so I started talking to my friends like, you heard this Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam? It sounds live, but I don't hear an audience in the background. And they said, no, it's an import.
Yeah, an import, back when that was a thing.
I was like, like a Toyota? No, an import. Hey,
my Yoda was built in Mississippi.
So I guess like the UK or Germany or Japan or whoever it was started singles or CD singles, because over here the only availability of that at the time I think was just promotional stuff that went out to radio to play. But I love that song so much that I went to Manifest Discs. And tapes. Thank you. I fouled that one up a lot.
Finally.
Over on Lawrence Road, side of the Great Escape. And I bought that. I bought a CD single of Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam for $30. Just so I could listen to it. I'm pretty sure it's the only thing on there. No alternate mixes. No
Yellow.
DJ Tiesto's mix.
Yeah.
No Marshmallow mix. Cardi B was not featured on an alternate mix. And I paid $30 for it. I love that song so much. And now I just wonder, like, was it an import?
Well, the one you got was, but you could have just got, apparently you could have got the Jeremy single, and it would have been on there.
The Jeremy single. Yeah, it was like a B-side?
Yeah, it was a B-side on the Jeremy single.
Mm. I had that one. I bought a import. Maybe you burned me a copy of this and you had it, Jimmy. But I had an import copy or the original import copy of Green Day's set at Woodstock 94.
Yeah, why is it import? It was in New York.
It was in New York.
That doesn't make any sense.
And so I'm wondering, were they imports or were they just putting that import sticker on there and tripling the price on stupid people like me?
Yeah.
It'll work.
Yeah.
They were?
Maybe.
Damn it.
No, it might have been.
I had that one. I had, there was another big one that just popped into my head, too. I think it was something Smashing Pumpkins. Might have been, well, no, that was available then. But so I was just thinking, God, I love that song so much. $30 I paid just to have it. And now we play it all the time.
Yeah, I remember release day was a big day. Like on a certain day of the week, you'd head to Manifest and get whatever came out.
You just call it Manifest?
I love Manifest.
Put it all together. It makes it easier. I agree.
Manifest decks and tapes.
It Manifest. Used to be on Tuesdays, and then they moved it to Fridays, which was smart because they realized people got paid.
We used to go to Poco at midnight. Get whatever Eminem CD was coming out or Korn, and then go home and play it.
Peppermint Records, Coconut Records, and then the one that was in McAllister Square. I think that was Peppermint.
I think it was.
That was where I bought my first ever music. Dude, you will laugh your butt off. But this is, I can't remember stuff from yesterday, but I remember this like crazy. I bought the Fat Boys tape.
Yep.
Fat Boys. Talking about Prince, Marky D, Kool Rosky, and the Human Beatbox, rap, suck it, I don't care. My first concert was Alabama, I gulled it out. And it cost $6.50.
One of the first ones I bought was Tag Team, man.
Back again.
Yep.
Party on, party people.
Yep.
Take it, Paige. 4146.
You're on your own on that.
Ride that donkey.
Let me ride that donkey. Hey! So, the import music and all that stuff. That was when you really had to pay for it.
Yeah.
Pay.
That was fun, though.
Yeah.
Now you just wake up and it's already, if you subscribe to streaming, it's already downloaded.
Yeah, but that's good to listen to it.
Yeah, but that's, yeah. So is that our, back in my day, we had to march through the snow 2 feet deep with no shoes? I mean, because back in our day, we used to go stand in line and wait for concert tickets. And it was great. And like our great-great-grandkids would be like, why? I just
they
touched
even go to
my,
concerts.
I just thought about it, and the tickets just showed up from an Amazon drone.
No, but we had bands like Shinedown went to a CD release party here, and Saliva,
Spit.
Yeah, so that was kind of it fun when their new CD came out.
No,
they'd go to different.
That wasn't like the drop day, was it? I don't think it was.
No,
the
but
day
they did those
it was
different
like
things
a month later.
At different stores like that across the country, and that was kind of cool. Like I don't know if you had Tower Records or Warehouse here.
No.
We had Blockbuster Music.
We had
and Sam Goody.
Was that the one that was on Haywood Road?
Yeah, now it's a mattress store.
Yes.
Yeah. Blockbuster Music.
I bought WWF Volume 1 theme song CD there.
I got the Metallica box set, Live Blank, Binge and Purge with the VHS tapes and the CDs. I bought that there.
God, man, I just had a rush of just far more, dude. Far more.
Yes.
We would go there and get all our candy to go to movies by the mall.
Yes.
It was only $1 to get in, but yet we still wanted to cheat the system and go to Far More.
You walk through the little gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, Far More had the gate. Yeah.
Dave, you could rent movies from Far More also.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That sounds familiar.
Why do we care, though? Like, I saw a thing the other day that a guy... You know, people have man caves dedicated to their teams or whatever. This guy set up his basement. It looked like a Blockbuster video.
Oh, wow. Like,
it was beautiful. But then I'm thinking about it. And I'm like,
yeah,
if that was in a movie and then you saw that, you'd think this guy's a serial killer. He sneaks in, hey, free movies, kids. Come on down. And bam.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to feel old.
You didn't rewind. I told you to.
You know how long Farmore's been out of business?
Humpteen years.
Since summer of 2002.
Oh, damn. That's, wow.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what it is. It was more fun. Now it's like you sit there and you just scroll with your device or you scroll with your remote control and there's too many options.
Yeah.
Sound like an old bat right now, but God, it was fun. Like, what are we going to do tonight? The old Netflix and chill. We're going to go to Blockbuster and get a pizza when they used to make you buy two at one time. Mm-hmm. And then, so that was an hour of the date, just walking around, mingling, looking at the covers of VHS tapes,
yeah,
and hoping to God that when you pulled it out, there was a copy behind. Because that was always wrong. They should have just flipped it over if there was no copies there.
Oh, yeah, because you think it's there, and you're like, yes, it's finally out.
Ernest Saves Christmas, too. Damn it.
Oh, I wonder he already snagged it.
It's already snagged.
You get them a week early if you work in a movie store.
Yeah, I remember you.
Take them home.
I remember you saying that.
The perks of the biz.
The perks of the biz.
I lost a movie one time, and I couldn't. They wouldn't let me buy it to replace it. It cost $120.
Yeah, man, that's the other thing. It's like if you ever – my dad, I can't remember the movie title, but my daddy had to pay $70 or $80 to pick a flick on Lawrence Road because it was probably me, but he obviously had to flip it. Somebody lost the movie. It was lost. I don't think it was really ever found years later or anything.
Oh, no.
But then I had to buy Fred Claus that time from Redbox. I mentioned that the other day. It cost like $60 then. That was for a DVD.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's up, Todd Buchanan? Used to work in the movie store together.
Yeah, but what is it? Psychoanalyze that real quick, Jimmy. What is that about? We enjoyed the camaraderie. Like, it is Wall-E. It is. Like, we just want to be in our own zone. We want to do it our own way. We don't want to go sit there. And, like, if you're in line to buy an album or a concert ticket or whatever, the people in line, you got something in common with them, dickhead.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
Make new friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
People sit there and pull out bongos and stuff, and then, you know, I didn't care so much for the guitar show-offs, but you pull out some bongos, you can all feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, man. I hate to tell people I spent $150 on the first DVD player I ever bought.
Imagine what it would have cost if you lost the Blockbuster VCR rental with the briefcase. How much? That would have been $4,000, I bet.
Briefcase.
Yeah. Jimmy, are you in the Christmas spirit?
I love Christmas,
dun,
man.
Dun, 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 dun. We got a whole lot of stuff planned today. First of all, we have your last chance to go see or to get tickets from us for free to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. We'd still give them away, but the show's tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you want to go, we're going to have those. Also, WWE Raw will be at the same building, the Well. They're getting some business going on. Monday night with Raw, we'll have tickets for that as well today. We got the FOF line today. How's that looking?
Oh, it's got some stank on it.
Good.
I ain't going to lie.
Good. 864-241-4318. And then we'll go over our Week 14 pigskin picks as well. Paige, what are you working on in the play?
All right. Well, Eddie Murphy claims that women think that this thing is sexy. What does Eddie Murphy say? Something about himself that women think is really sexy. You will find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Hmm. I don't want to be sexist and say his bank account. So I'm going to say it's his cute laugh. That's what they always say. I don't care what he looks like as long as he's funny.
Come on.
Well, that's good, though, because women do like guys that are charming and have a sense of humor. So you're on to something there.
Does that sound like it?
Maybe not that.
No, that was the guy from Revenge of the Nerds.
Forrest Gump's mama.
Boy, sure does care about your schooling, boy. All right. Jimmy, when you go to break?
Yeah, if you want to. You ready to go to break?
I'm ready to go to break.
I'll go to
it's
break
Friday. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys.
I like anything that's inappropriate.
They talk about some crazy stuff.
Opens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Coffee,
the planet.
Rocks. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-ha.
Good morning, everyone. Well, Eddie Murphy claims that women think that this thing about him is pretty sexy. And he was on Ellen DeGeneres. She asked him some questions about this yesterday, and this is what he had to say.
And you have 10 children.
Yes.
See the reaction when you say, does it seem like a lot to you, or does that seem okay?
No, it seems okay. It's funny the reaction the audience gives. Men kind of look at me like, he's crazy.
Yeah, how much did that cost? And women is kind of like a something sexy about it, I think.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy must be doing his thing.
Yeah. Their age is like...
My oldest is 30, and my youngest is 1. Oh, and I just had my first grandchild.
Oh, congratulations.
Wait a minute. Two thoughts there. One, Fatboy was a grandpa before Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
First.
Dolomite.
Secondly, Paige, as a woman.
Do I think it's sexy that he has 10 kids? I think it's great that he loves children, but I'm not. I know.
Like, that's one. Like, if I was a woman that didn't want kids, I would not sleep with Eddie Murphy because that guy is, like, full on always.
Yeah.
There's no blanks there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No blanks given, no blanks shot.
I mean, would I want somebody with 10 kids now? No.
Only if you lived in a shoe.
No. Yeah. That would be no.
Maybe not 10, but women do like dudes with kids a lot.
Yeah,
women
I think it's great.
Women go for a dude with a kid.
I think it's great if you love children.
A couple.
But not a whole
but
team.
But 10.
A team?
10, like, that is
maybe not 10. 10
that's
a lot.
10.
No.
That's
10.
Where that pie graph starts to go. Women who like kids, oh, okay. 60-40. Women who like a man with 10 kids, it's like the sliver of pie that daddy leaves. There's one more piece in there.
Daddy has no free weekends.
I don't know.
With 10 kids.
No.
And how many mamas? That isn't going to work out.
Well, and plus... Yeah, it's matching up all those schedules, but it's also like, okay, let's say we do 5-0 and 5-off. Still, though.
Yeah. Cool. A lot of work.
Going to Daddy Eddie's.
If I was a 30-year-old, I'd still seek some kind of reparations.
I mean, you got no relationship with 10 kids.
No. I mean, you can't quite possibly. And to hear that the man's got a 30-year-old and a 1-year-old, is like, and it seems to have been planned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about 10 people you know.
Is he Catholic? Eddie Murphy?
Probably.
He might be.
From New York.
Hmm. So, Paige, if you met a guy,
yeah.
What's your deal breaker limit of kids?
I'll just half that, 5.
5 kids? Is,
yeah, but 10 is over.
So 5, but if they have 6, you're out.
I mean,
5 or less.
I don't mind children. I just don't want it to be where... I'm not in the equation. How could you be?
Oh, you'd be in that equation.
I would never have kids. So what am I bringing to the mix except, you know, I mean, if I really loved them, maybe, but.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it would be hard for. What do you think? Would you ever want to be with a woman with 10 kids? Would
no.
You want, and different fathers?
No.
It's hard, no.
That'd be fun.
9, no. 8, no. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
1.
All right.
Blast off.
Well,
Fat Boy, your number? You're married, happily. Oof. But if you met a woman, could you be with a woman, Fat Boy, who had a, you already are.
I mean, yeah. That wouldn't really bother me. You know, it would depend.
How many kids, though?
Or full-size ones.
Yeah, like what age are they? We talked about a few teenagers, that's cool.
If that they're all cool. Married off, I don't count them.
Yeah,
I mean, like I count them, but yeah, not, but you know.
Yeah,
I'm
when they're
at home kids.
When they're a little older, it's cool. I mean, if they're at home, it's all right if they're a little older.
Like, yeah.
If they have their own interests and
if you have Wi-Fi,
not, like, in the way all the time of everything, like little kids do.
Put them in a mini fridge in
there.
Yeah. But by the time that like they're old enough, they don't want nothing to do with you, then it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But when like their entire world revolves around mama, then it's a pain in the ass.
I'm not the right one to like, you know, have that many kids because I'd be putting them up to doing stuff to make me laugh.
Can you imagine?
They'd be getting in trouble because I'm a kid too with them.
Yeah.
They got no supervision with me.
Oh, boy.
God, you imagine.
You're the man child. Which one's the worst?
I'm like, hey, do something to him.
I know, Fat Boy would be the parent who would blame it on the kid.
He would.
Who's tracked dog crap through the house?
I think it was Jeremy the third.
I think it was Jeremy with the, you know, the kid with the size 13. So
I believe it was Jeremiah.
You got the rent this week, Junior. Don't forget to pay the late fee.
You took my dad Nikes. You wear big kids Nikes.
Oh, goodness. I can imagine.
Stole my shoe.
But
who stole it?
But with that many children, you'd never get in the bathroom. It would just be kind of rough.
They wouldn't get in the bathroom. I'm always in there.
What would you do?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's just, yeah. But look, we're going to hear from people now. I got 14 kids.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. Love the show, Patrick Ewing.
And if you have Eddie Murphy money, that's great. But we don't.
No. And how many women is that off of? Not off of, but did he?
I know, like three, maybe.
Three.
Yeah.
He had the one that was just beautiful. I've not seen them all, but the one who was, she looked like Jada Pinkett Smith a little bit, but more classier. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Taller, more model-looking Jada Pinkett Smith. She was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if you got Sean Kemp money, that's not enough money to have all their kids.
Not Patrick Ewing.
Travis Henry, good job.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
We need Foster Holmes. I heard the commercial.
And Cromartie. Antonio Cromartie.
He forgot the names of his.
Yeah.
What?
Couldn't remember.
I mean, you play football, you get hit in the head, you get the CTE and the 11-team kids.
No kidding. You can use that excuse forever now if you ever play in the NFL. I forgot the anniversary. Leave me alone. I've taken helmet-to-helmet shots.
Right? And what do? Just number your kids if you can't remember their names?
Cromartie.
Move to Mexico without them.
Everybody used to laugh, but George Foreman. He never forgot his kids' names, except for the girl ones.
How many of them did he have, though? I
mean, all of them.
Oh, okay.
Enough.
Yep. Enough. Plenty.
What?
All right.
This ain't real.
What?
Some dude's wife has the world record for most kids, saying she gave birth to 69 children, 16 pair of twins, 7 sets of triplets. Oh, we talk about pink sock.
I mean...
Talking about need to get spayed or neutered.
Oh, that's your whole life.
Are you trying to repopulate?
You've got one on the hip and one in the belly. I mean, your whole life. That's terrible. Or a couple of them.
Yeah.
You imagine?
I got a couple on my hip right now, it's like.
A couple of kids.
Oh, my God.
What is it now?
Please,
one last thing.
Please.
What? A Tuscan woman named Gravata gave birth to 62 live children. How's that even humanly, physically possible?
60 at once?
Not at once.
That's
a hell of a litter.
Yeah.
Litter of Italians. Hey, Ma.
Dude, I followed this Instagram thing called, like, History Photographs or something. It shows these really odd, eclectic photos from way back when. And it showed, I didn't research it yet, so it might be bullcrap. So I might be just looking like a fool right now. But it said the youngest mother in the history of the world gave birth at 5 years old.
What?
And it showed the girl standing there with the doctor. I'm going to look it up now. I probably just look like a dummy.
I mean, how could they if they don't menstruate?
This woman had a girl in her next pregnancy. She had 6 sons at once. After that, she had 5 more at once.
Yeah, I'm right. Hey, the youngest mother to ever give birth was Lena Medina, a Peruvian girl who was 5 years old, 7 months and 21 days old. She gave birth in May 1939.
Oh, God.
That's just awful.
They arrest that guy?
I mean, your bones aren't even ready.
No, none of you is. No part of you at all.
She kept complaining of stomach pains. Finally, her mother took her to the doctor where they pronounced her with a enlarged abdomen. They thought it was a tumor.
Oh, boy.
33 days later, they found out she was 7 months pregnant.
Oh, they arrested that 8-year-old.
Yeah, but there's no, like, going on of, all right, who the daddy is.
Yeah, somebody
is the daddy of the daddy.
Epstein,
now, what about all the people who say that they didn't realize they were pregnant, and then they had a kid, like, all of a sudden, but never knew they were pregnant? How did you not know?
Yes.
How in the hell are you so out of tune with your existence that you didn't know? That you didn't wonder why, like, you haven't, like, experienced the cycle in 8 months or any of the other symptoms of pregnancy, and you had no idea?
I don't know.
What's
like,
more odd?
You just fart so bad that you thought the baby kicking was just your raging poots every time?
People try to find you. Moreover... 2.5 years ago, she had another one. And look at this. I can't pull my monitor around, but that young girl right there.
Almost at the age of 8, she had a
she's
second
10, time. And she's, well, the kids, she's holding their hands like their mom, and she's 10 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're all well-dressed like they are, like they came from money.
Oh, what are they doing in Peru?
I don't know. They're standing in front of some golden gilded camels, though, which is odd.
That is wrong.
Well, they were dead when they gilded them.
All right. Rise Guys Headline style by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique on Page. And that was your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Wow, that's a very odd story that I want to learn more about because they show a picture of the young girl's tummy right here online. And how did it take that long to go to the doctor? Anyway, who cares? You can look it up.
Same way all these women have kids and don't realize they're pregnant until they're, like, giving birth in a hospital.
It's so crazy. I went to Dr. Pimple Popper, and it turns out I was preggers. Lena Medina, if you want to look it up online, just like Funky Cold. Fat Boy, thank you, Paige and Rocker Bells.
Maybe that's who the song's named after.
Oh, no.
All right, stop.
Yeah. Collaborate.
Listen, Fat Boy, what is going on in the sports hole?
The Army football program, talking about the Army Black Knights.
Oh, yeah.
Made a change that some people are finding somewhat controversial. They're like, oh, wait a minute. We didn't know this meant that, so we're going to change it up a little.
Did it mean that?
They had a famous slogan they're not going to use anymore.
Oh, I thought you meant the name.
A famous acronym. They're still going to be the Black Knights.
Yeah.
Of Army.
Okay.
But
they got. Did they spell it with N or K?
With a K.
Okay.
This should be the other way.
Okay. We'll find out what all that means and more next in the S-Hole, the sports hole with Fat Boy. Morning, everybody. It's Friday.
People are.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, man, always something. It's usually like, really? This means that? We might want to go back and change that. Talk about Army football, Army Black Knights.
Mm-hmm.
You're a couple weeks away from Army and Navy if you want to watch that.
Oh, yes. No.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them fight.
People watch it,
not
man.
Not each other.
They feel patriotic watching.
We should play the Iraqi football team. See if they've come up with anything.
We're going to play the Saddams. So Army removed a slogan from all merch and a team flag after they were told that the phrase originated with white supremacist gangs. It was they had an American flag and a black skull and crossbones flag, and it had four
it's
letters.
A pirate.
Yeah. It has an A on its forehead. And it's got four letters, GFBD. God forgives, brothers don't, is what it stands for. The acronym.
Never heard that in my life.
It's been a part of the Army program since the mid-90s, and they're just now taking it off because they're saying they just now found out. But, I mean...
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I mean, that could have came from anywhere. Somebody could have just adopted it, you know?
It sounds like something to be on the Titantron when Triple H walks out.
I know. You could have some new white supremacist group that just adopted it, and now you got to change it?
Right.
As a white man, I feel like I can speak to all the white supremacists and say, stop, like, making people give up all their stuff here. Stop, like, adopting slogans and crap from other things. Because then nobody else is allowed to say it because you guys, bunch of jerks, you took it. And now it's like nobody can use it now because you guys got it.
That's
it's
true.
It like automatically belongs to y'all, you bunch of dicks.
Like, what about, like, for real, like, all those veterans that, like, for real, like, left their families at home. I'm not trying to sound like a Hallmark movie, but they left their families at home to go fight in that war. And because some people adopted certain symbolism as part of racism, suddenly, all those guys died in vain.
Yeah.
And they get no kind of respect laid to them because a couple people decided to walk a different path. And that's crap. And then you get these protesters who go and rip it down, and then the city has to pay to put it back up. Guess what? Protesters, you have to pay to put it back up now.
Yeah.
Taxpayers are you.
You know what's going to happen with our luck? There will be some Hezbollah offshoot called the Rise Guys. And then management would be like, well.
We got to change the name.
Or they say we can't change. And they'll wreak hell and havoc across most of the world.
Yeah.
And then when you Google them, you'll see us and then a bunch of terrorists.
Good Lord. If they like, oh, my God. Can you imagine if they hack our website and it sends it to sign up for ISIS?
No.
We thought it said Rise ISIS, not Rise Guises.
Well, you know.
Can't change it, guys.
In India, like, swastika was a thing in 500 BC.
Forever, dude.
Like, that far back. And then. Yep. And then,
it meant peace.
And now nobody can use that because, you know, Hitler claimed it as his thing. So
yeah,
now it's gone forever.
Yeah.
So
whatever
so
it meant
crazy.
Before that doesn't matter.
When we drove up to Western North Carolina last weekend, I passed a vehicle that it said Iraqi war veteran. And it was a bumper sticker. But it had the flag of Iraq on it.
Wow.
I don't
think I've ever seen that.
But so I look and I take it as you fought for that side, but it was not, you could tell it wasn't that way. He was just signifying that I fought in the Iraqi war and I'm a veteran, but it had the Iraqi flag on there. And I was like, well, that's really odd. Like, imagine World War II vets were riding around with bumper stickers with a swastika on it. World War II vet.
That's kind of putting them over. I don't like it.
It's just odd. I don't know.
No, we weren't fighting, you know, and as far as the campaign went, it wasn't against the Iraqi people. It was against their government, whether they support them or not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't against the nation. It was against the regime.
I know, but it just struck me as odd that it didn't have the American flag on there, but it featured the neutral territory we were playing in.
That's why he hates America?
No.
Like when we fought in Vietnam, we were trying to liberate people who were like, no, stop it. We don't want to be liberated. Knock it off.
Let's get some sunny skies. Quit raining.
Here's another story kind of in the same vein. This is odd how this works now.
Everything I know about Vietnam is based on Forrest Gump, just so you know.
In Full Metal Jacket.
In Full Metal Jacket, yeah.
So you know back when a video game came out, there was no way to alter it until the next year. As far as settings, you know.
Patches now.
Yeah. Now they got the DLC. They could change player ratings in Madden almost instantly. And this guy here.
And play like player trades, too. Yep. Mid-season, they'll be on there. Yeah.
Updated rosters. Well, EA Sports has a FIFA 20 game, and they got a player on there from the I guess he's from the Dutch national team, maybe Marco van Basten. Well, he made a comment off camera during one of a soccer match recently. He said Sieg Heil, you know, the German, the Nazi salute.
Oh yeah,
Sieg Heil, whatever.
I mean, no, I don't know that. What are you talking about?
Well, he said it, and EA Sports wiped him from the game permanently. They immediately went in and took him out. You imagine how nuts that is? You could be erased.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Wow.
Now, it's not going to happen to Myles Garrett, is it? in Madden. You just go in and, well, they snatch him out for a year and then put him back in?
Hey, what happened with that guy? Did you ever say?
Myles Garrett. Yeah. Well, he's done for this year and next year indefinitely so far.
Okay.
Though some people think maybe four games next year is all he's going to get.
He and Kaepernick should start a league.
You know the funny thing about
we get down on our knees and hit each other in the head with helmets. It's a new game.
So Kaepernick didn't get signed, but one of his receivers he worked out with did. He got signed to a practice squad, and I can't remember which one. But people thought that was funny that his receivers got signed before he got signed. Nobody's going to sign Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
People need quarterbacks. I thought that was odd, man, that you could just go in immediately and erase somebody. If there was a bug in a game years ago, it was there till the next
one. Oh, forever. And WWE 2K19, that one hasn't been fixed. I wanted that game, too, but all the reviews are horrible about it. Like, it sticks like an old NES game.
Those games are great because of the community creations, storylines. You can get a storyline where Hulk Hogan's got the squirts in a match. It's awesome.
Which kind?
The Hershey ones.
Okay.
You can get all the stings.
Yeah.
Harambe. I wrestle with Harambe. That's how great those games are. It's like when you buy a game. You buy all these extras for free.
Can I wrestle as the Phoenix Suns gorilla?
Hell yeah.
Versus Harambe.
That's the whole, man.
Special guest referee, Charlton Heston. We'll theme it all the way up. All right.
You make them, yeah.
We'll take a break. When we come back next hour, I'll tell you this. We will have your choice of TSO tickets for tonight at the Well. Or Monday at the Well with WWE Raw, speaking of wrestling. So we'll have that all coming up next hour, and something that scared the bejesus out of me until I realized I didn't have a really good TV. I'll tell you all about that next. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
We launch into a 93-minute rock block right after the Rise Guys Morning Show. Wait a minute. Yeah, get ready to. Wow, that's over an hour and a half of nonstop rock.
Oh, 93.3, the planet.
Rocks. This
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.